with Samuel Tappan today, but of your parents and of your family. You know, this is a famous situation where people come back from Eretz Yisrael, boys and girls, and you know, their parents' kashrus isn't good, and whatever it is. Now, sometimes there are shaylas, and you have to talk to a rav. But one has to remember that kibud av v'aim was also one of the tayyar mitzvahs of the Torah, and a very, very important one. And one cannot allow their religiosity, as it were, to humiliate, to hurt, to denigrate the people that have done so much for you. So that makes it very hard. You have to figure out, how do I fit in, and at the same time, keep the unique thing that I learned during this year, during the past 2 years, and the like. But you have to be the Kohen, and you have to be the lady. And there's another message in the parsha, though, that can help us with this. And that is the story of Pesach Sheni. Remember, the Jews brought one Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. That was the very first one. And then 1 year later, after Mount Torah, of course, 1 year later, they bring one Korban Pesach in the Midbar. And that's the only Korban Pesach they bring to Eretz Yisrael. They don't bring any Korban Pesach after that. There's only one Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim and one Korban Pesach in the Midbar. But then we are told there were people who were coming. They were in contact with the dead. And the person who's Tameh cannot bring a Korban, Pesach, for seven days. And by then it's over already. And why were they Tameh? So there's a machlokas in the Gemara, what made them Tameh. Some say it was just their turn that they were carrying the coffin of Yosef. They would have relays and it was their turn and they were Tameh. Others say that they were the ones who... when Nadav and Abihu died in the Mishkan, so someone had to come in and carry away the bodies. Of course, that's a little bit of a kasha, because Nadav and Abihu died Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and you're only tummy for 7 days, so the Korban Pesach is brought on the 14th of Nisan. So why would they still be tummy? So the Ibn Ezra wants to prove that from here we see that Nadav and Abihu did not die on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they died on the 8th of Nisan. Again, the machlokas is the following. There is a machlokas, because it does say that the Mishkan was dedicated on the 8th day, and that's the day that Nadav and Abihu died. But there's a machlokas, Rashi and the Ibn Ezra. What do we mean by the phrase, the 8th day? Rashi says there were 7 days of preparation from the 23rd of Adar till the end of Adar, and the 8th day is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Ibn Ezra says, no, the 8th day is the 8th of Nisan. And the Ibn Ezra's proof is, that's why Nadav and Abihu would still be Tameh, because the 8th day of Nisan, if that's the day that they became Tameh, so you have 8 is day 1, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, Erev Pesach, they would still be Tameh. And you can't bring the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach if you're talking about it. Right. According to Rashi, Rashi would have to follow the view that the people that were Tamei were the people who were carrying Yosef's Aram. Rashi couldn't learn it was not even people who buried not even a
Did they have mikvahs in the Midbar then?
They did have mikvahs, yeah. I mean, there were springs. There were springs in various oases. And
So
Miriam's well could also serve as a spring. Because it wasn't just a well for water, but you could actually get a pool of water that people could immerse.
And they had paraduma, so...
And they had paraduma, that's correct. Even though the parsha of paraduma was not written in the Torah till the book of Amidbar, but according to Rashi, paraduma was given to them as early as Mara, the oasis of Mara, even before Har Sinai. And in fact, you'll read in this week's parsha, you'll see the Farish, the Levium were sprinkled with the ashes of the paraduma. So it's an unusual situation. The Torah refers to something that doesn't explain until later on in the Torah. I mean, it says, Hazei Aleha Mi'chatas, which is the Torah. So these people were Tameh, and they go to Moshe and they say, why should we be deprived of the ability of bringing in Korban? Why should we be locked out? And Moshe didn't know the answer. Moshe asked Hashem. Hashem said, if a person is tameh, impure, or derech v'chopa, that wasn't relevant for the desert, but if they're in Eretz Yisrael and they're far away from Yerushalayim, result of that week's definition was far away. So they're given a second chance. They can bring the Korban Pesach 1 month later, the 14th of Iyar, and that, of course, goes by the name Pesach Sheni. Now, Pesach Sheni doesn't mean you got to keep all the Pesach. It's only one day. And you're allowed to have chametz even on that day, but you have to eat the Korban Pesach with matzah, but you're allowed to have chametz there. In fact, you need the matzah with chametz. Now, I'm saying bread, and you eat the Korban Pesach. That's Pesach Sheni. Now, Pesach Sheni is a very important yisod, because that basically says if a person feels impure or rejected, or a person feels far from Hashem, Hashem will give them the gift of a second chance. Pesach Sheni is the paradigm that no matter how tameh you are, no matter how far you are from Hashem, you're given a second chance. But what's important about the second chance is you have to ask for it. You have to want it. Let's imagine these people simply took the attitude, okay, if we're tameh, we can't bring a korban. We're putrid. It's not sinful. It's not a sin. If Hashem said you were doing a mitzvah, you're tameh because you're doing a mitzvah, whether you're carrying Yosef's bones or you were burying another, you were doing a great mitzvah. If b'chiyai gavna, you're putrid from bringing the korban pesach, you're putrid. What's the big deal? I mean, imagine. Well, it's not exactly the same thing. Imagine if you were given a certificate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying you don't have to keep Pesach this year. And it's authentic. You know it's authentic. You don't have to clean up. You can eat whatever you want. So how many of us are going to argue, no, I want to clean. I want to do that. We would have the attitude if we don't have to do it. Isn't that it? But the answer is that they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that they yearned for an opportunity to serve. And when they didn't have that opportunity, they asked and they begged. And this is an amazing thing. Had they not asked, it wouldn't have happened. Pesach Sheni was a mitzvah that was created only because people wanted it. So there are two lessons in Pesach Sheni. Hashem will always give you the second chance, is lesson number one. But lesson number two, only if you want it enough to ask. What you don't ask for, you don't get. And that's true with Brichamas too, right? So one should pray to Hashem to be inspired to grow. And it's not going to happen automatically. And we know that Hashem yearns for our prayers